This is Neil Chayet looking at the law. When high school students decide to hand out rubber dolls shaped like fetuses to their classmates, can the school abort the effort? This case involved high school students who decided to protest abortion by distributing 2,500 rubber fetuses along with a biblical phrase and contact information for a church-affiliated pregnancy counseling center. The students pointed out the rubber fetuses were 2 inches in length, which approximates the actual size and weight of a developing unborn child at 12 weeks gestation. An assistant principal shut down the distribution and the students and their parents sued. But the court dismissed the case, noting massive disruptions at the high school, that some students covered the dolls with hand sanitizer and set them on fire, and others removed the dolls' heads, inverted their bodies, and hung them on the outside of their pants zippers. Also, their design made them perfect for throwing and clogging toilets. So even though the students were sure that nothing can defeat us, it's a different story when the rubber meets the road. This is Neil Chayet looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.